support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome in. It is Old School on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Jay Foreman will be along on the phone here momentarily. But for now, we got E Strick sticking around. Thanks, partner.
Yeah, yeah.
Got you to stick around because we're sipping a little bit. Not a thirsty Thursday. It's a thirsty Friday, as it's been called before. We got Elena from the Upside Bar and Lounge in with us. Elena, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. How are things down at the old spot?
It's good. It is summertime, so, you know, it gets a little slower on the south side. Everybody's out boating and traveling and stuff like that. But it's still been good. It's still every month it's just been better than the year before the same month. So can't complain.
We like to hear that. People aren't boating every day, every night. At least they better not be. So stop by the Upside Bar and Lounge. Remind people what you got going on at the bar over the summer.
But we still got our karaoke nights. We still have the UFC fight night. That's why I'm here today. We're promoting that. So that's tomorrow. We still got our music bingo on Tuesdays. We have a washer league on Wednesdays going on right now. So still lots of stuff going on. Busy.
Washer league. Got some pros?
Well, I'm basically in last place, but I play too. So
nice.
It's just for fun. It gets people, you know, something to do. So
do you guys have like a cornhole tournament?
So my bar doesn't, but I actually have some friends. We have a Thursday night. We pop around at each other's houses.
Oh, that's nice.
But nothing affiliated with the bar.
Do you say you've got a touch? You've got the Midas touch?
That I'm good at.
Oh. Well, what's the difference?
She's definitely good at this,
too. The cornhole than the washers, then.
Washers, you know, are the little metal thing.
In your head, what's the difference for you? Why are you good at one but not the other?
Cornhole.
You think it is?
Oh,
what do you think it is?
It's the bounce. So I used to play slow pitch softball, you know, and so when I get that rhythm, you know, and exactly where to hit it, it just right there. Well, as washers, it's a little more difficult. I mean, it's just, you got to get it right in that hole.
Are you a backspin softball, slow soft pitch, or you are just the front
hand? Just front hand, yeah, just underhand.
So you don't know how to throw that?
I mean, I didn't practice. It has been 25 years, though. Okay. I did graduate a long time ago. And I didn't play in college.
People have all these little tricks with the slow pitch just to try to throw you off. But I was just wondering.
Yeah. Mine was good. I could go up really high. So you thought it was going to go be a ball behind you and it would just drop.
Ooh.
That was super drop. Yeah. That was mine.
That was your special.
Yeah.
Nice. What is, which of these is the specialty that we're drinking here? That's how we convince Strick to stick around. Sip a little bit. What are we going
Sippy
with
for Stricky?
Here?
So we've got the Buzz Bowl Club. We brought a couple last month. For it. So we tried a couple different ones. I just love them. They're really good and they're strong. So be careful.
Which one?
They're both. They both come from the menu.
There's a patio pounder because they don't taste like they're strong, and all of a sudden they creep up on you and hit you with the right hook.
So one of them, the kind of the creamy one, is the Wake Me Up Buzz Bowl. Mm-hmm. I brought the menu this time, so I'd actually have names.
Nice.
So that's got an espresso martini Buzz Bowl.
You don't really even taste it, right? It's smooth.
Yep.
So smooth. Holy cow.
Yep.
Wow.
You got a little coffee taste to it.
Yep. It's good. I love all of them. They're really good. And then the other one is the Strawberry Rita Buzz. It says two Margarita Buzz Bowl. There's a song out there about margaritas. So I was like,
But you said something about, you know, there's a lot of people that like those sweet and sour, the worms, and the different types of candies or the Nounlaters or whatever it is, any of those type of candies. You said something about there's in the strawberry one, there's like some candy in it, right?
So So every single, there's 13 of the drinks. Every single one of them has some sort of candy with it or cookie. Wow. I think last time we brought the cookie one in for you guys. And then maybe a watermelon one that had some little watermelon candy. So that one, the strawberry one has strawberry candies. And then the coffee one has like a caramel.
A coffee?
Yeah.
Breaking news. And this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
A toffee or
something? Something like that.
Very nice.
Yeah. Just kind of, it's, and like I said, that, so you can get it as an individual pint or you can get in a big, like, kind of like chalice, like bowl thing.
So. Back in college, so let me ask this question. Back in college, this is not, you know, about a competition thing, but I just remembered, you know, we used to hang out in O Street and they had them big old super fish bowls. Is it like that or is it something?
I mean, it's 32, not that big? 32 ounces. So it's it's not as big as the fish bowls. I think that definitely. Believe.
Is it Duffy's?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. If I remember correctly, it's been a while since I've been down O Street.
Yeah, no, I remember. I remember that. We go down there and get them and walk out of there with a little stumble to it.
Yep. Those are strong. So it's kind of the same idea. The Buzz Bowls, they're pretty high alcohol content. So the balls. And so there's two of them. Balls. We actually have a limit of two bowls per person. So I just got to be careful. I'll watch people to make sure they don't get too much in them.
Because you're about two things, fun and responsibility at the upside bar.
Well, we don't want to have UFC nights in the bar.
Be careful.
Speaking of UFC night, people stumbling around after their fight. Remind people what you guys do for UFC.
So no cover, which is great. So get there early.
You don't have a seat.
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, standing room's great too, but you know. So it should be. I heard it's a good fight. Like I said, I'm not much on the fighters per se, but everybody's been kind of talking about this one, so I think we'll have a good crowd. And we hope to keep our kitchen open up late, so we've got food going, and it should be a fun time. So
I am not the UFC guy either. Stricky, do you have any insight?
I love UFC. I don't know who's fighting this fight night.
Sean O'Malley, it looks like.
Yeah,
I like him. He's good. He's talented. He throws a lot of different wild kicks, you know, spinning back fists. He sometimes will come out with the crazy hair, maybe braided. You know, O'Malley's cool. He's a solid fighter. Is he a champion now?
I think it's a championship.
Yeah. He might have gotten a championship out, but he's a crafty fighter. He's fun to watch.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of people excited about this fight, so I actually have to miss it. Well, I'll be there later. I've got a wedding to go to. Same with Hannah too. So. But she's like on call, so she's ready to run in if it gets busy. But hopefully it does.
Make it busy. Make Hannah go in. Skip the wedding. Is Hannah a weddings person? Does she like the social aspect of it, or would she rather be at the bar working?
She likes making money. So
sure.
But both, I think. Me and Hannah, we've become really good friends. We definitely like to go out and be social together.
I think I might give you one of these shirts to wear for my show. And then that way, whenever you guys have a promo on one of these days, you can tell them what.
I love it.
I'll have to give you a shirt. What size you wear?
I would probably a small medium.
Small medium?
There. All right.
I'm about to get you one.
There you go. Thanks for including me on WTF yesterday, Stricky.
Yeah, man.
I appreciated that.
I'm glad.
Made it work.
I'm glad you was able to hang out. Yeah. You had to do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someday. Tonight, though, tomorrow night, get to the Upside Bar and Lounge, 27th, 28th in Pine Lake.
Yep.
And that will strip
even with the construction there, you can still get to it.
Oh, there's construction?
Which entrance?
Wow. Tell people what they got to do to get in.
Well, you just go on the back side of the kind of the strip mall area. It's not too bad. It really isn't. It's just right in front of the mall. So each side is open on both sides. So it's not too bad.
Still accessible.
Yes.
Not very, an excuse to accessible. Not come out.
No. No excuse.
Excellent. Get there to the Upside Bar and Lounge for UFC. Major League Baseball.
Yep, we got the MLB package, so we have all the games. So yeah.
And then in the fall, you go on the Sunday ticket route.
Yeah, I've got to evaluate that. We did it last year, but there's some other bars in the area that will have it. So I'm just kind of it's very expensive.
We were talking about that.
So I've got to evaluate if it's worth trying to have it again. So.
But at the very least, you want to watch your baseball team. The Upside Bar and Lounge is absolutely the place to do that. Elena, thanks a ton for coming in. Yeah. See you.
Thank you.
For Strick, I'm Austin. We'll bring Jay Foreman on for Old School after this.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.